So hello all and welcome. It is I, the realist philosopher, also known as the bachelor philosopher, because if you are a bachelor, you are also a realist. That's why you're a bachelor. So I hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So in this video, I'm going to talk about this chick. Her name is Bella, I believe. And I made a video about her a while back where she was visiting Thailand and talking about how all the dudes going over there are just loser beta males because they can't get awesome chicks like her. Instead of going to Thailand and spending their money to get some actual real nookie, they should just give it to her and simp for her. Because that's what good beta simp males do. Give her money because she's an OF girl, don't you know? What I call only freaks. So, big shocker, she's got a problem with dudes spending their money elsewhere to get some actual poontang instead of the fantasy, imaginary, non-existent poon that she's handing out in the form of her used-up vag. Anyway, let's hear what this man-hating C-word has to say, shall we?
Hello guys, my name is Bella. Welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I want to talk about...
By the way, what's with the big giant Jackie O glasses? What's up with that? Hideous!
Something a little bit controversial, but I feel like this has to be addressed. Recently, my videos have been attracting a lot of the passport bro community. And if you don't know...
By the way, there's a delineation that really needs to be made between dudes that are going overseas to find wives and start families, which is the vast majority of them, and the dudes... I heard somebody call them passport pookies. I wouldn't use that term. That's kind of lowbrow. But there's a difference between the dudes going looking for families, which is the majority, and just dudes that are doing the S-tourism thing and just going over there to get, get laid, to hit it and quit it, essentially. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But she's conflating the dudes that are going over there to find families with the guys that are going over there to sow their wild oats. There's a difference.
Passport bros are, they're basically men who are fed up with the dating lifestyle in the West. They're fed up with the way women are in the West, so they decide to go to other countries such as Southeast Asia or South America or Africa, whatever, just not in the West.
By the way, she's stating the problem very accurately. They're fed up with how Western women are. Why does that make them losers?
A girlfriend or a wife or, you know, somebody to have fun with and be on their side. And
those are several very different things she just named there.
And the thing is that I believe that these passport bros are just betas who have disowned their betaness. They're betas who are not standing up to their betaness. They just don't want to admit it. Okay, and we are going to get into all the details why I think this is this way. And but before we get started, I also want to say that everybody is allowed to have their own preference. Okay, so if you are a man,
apparently not, or you wouldn't be making this video. By the way, is standing up to your betaness is putting up with you?
Watching me and you are genuinely into, I don't know, Asian women, Mexican women, I don't know, Nigerian women, I don't care. This is your own preference, okay? But if you're genuinely this kind of a person, you would not be on YouTube watching videos like this, and you would not be in the passport bro community, because passport bro community is just men who are being triggered.
Wait a second. If I am just a dude that has a preference for Asian broads, I wouldn't be watching your video. What? This makes no sense.
By the Western women. So they go online and hate on all the Western women who are not the way they want them to be.
Just like you're hating on all the dudes that are not the way you want them to be.
And they're trying to prove to themselves that they can get what they couldn't get in Europe, they can get it in other countries, right? If you
So you got to make up your mind. Either they're dissatisfied and not pleased with the way Western women are, or they can't get them. Again, these are two totally completely different things. Make up your mind.
are someone who is genuinely into all this type of woman, you'll be right now, I don't know where, in the Philippines, taking care of your mixed children, having a peaceful life.
Whoa, how salty is she? Racist much? You'll be taking care of your mixed mud babies? Wow! Gee, I wonder why she's single!
Not on YouTube, considering yourself a passport bro, or involving yourself with this kind of a content. But since you're here, since this video was recommended to you, you are a passport bro, and we are somebody who is in this community and wants to know more about this and generally does not like Western women, okay?
I'm not gonna come to you to find out.
And these are the people I'm going to be addressing. These are the people who are, in my opinion, the disowned betas, the people who
disowned.
Genuinely are into different nationality women would just not get involved with Western women at all, right? Not even on YouTube, not on Reddit, not in the comments, nowhere. They would just have their peaceful life. But since they're getting involved, this video is for you. So,
what do you mean getting involved? You mean showing up in your comments section and telling them you what they think of you? I see.
The reason why you are going to the other countries to find a woman is because
you're a beta.
The women in the West are not respecting you, okay? And it's so easy to put the blame on the women, like, oh my god, women are entitled, women are feminist in Western countries, women are not feminine, all the...
She seems to know all the things that women are doing wrong in the West that are making guys go overseas.
Like, whatever point, it's so easy to point fingers at women, like, she's this, it's the woman's fault, this is
yep.
the reason why I'm going
yep.
to Thailand, whatever,
yep.
to find a woman.
Yeah. Yep.
See, the thing is, can you just really take a mirror and look at yourself?
Nah.
For a while.
Nah.
It's so easy to blame the woman, but can you for once take a look into the mirror and look at yourself?
No, because I've done that already, and I've already come to the conclusion that you're the problem. See, I've already done that reflecting. I don't need to do it again, sweetheart. You're assuming that reflection hasn't been done. Because if I had done that reflection, oh, I would have figured out that it's not you, it's me. Right, so she's just, again, blaming men instead of taking responsibility. So this is a projection. What she's telling us that we should be doing, that's actually what she should be doing. But of course she won't.
Because if Western women trigger you, if you are not satisfied with the way they function, with the way they are entitled, then they're triggering you, okay?
No. I just find them insufferable and I don't want to deal with them. And they don't trigger me. I just don't care. Total apathy. Go somewhere else. I find peace. I don't need you. Or you go your own way like I have and you just, you know, don't deal with women at all. It helps that I'm old now. That helps a lot.
Okay. If they would not be triggering you, you would not be a passport bro, okay? But they're triggering you. And whenever something triggering you, it's because there's something wrong about you. There's something...
It's a false framing. What do you mean triggered? So in her estimation, you not wanting to deal with Western women means you are triggered.
Triggering something in you. Okay, so whenever you experience this kind of a trigger, it's important to take a mirror and ask yourself, what part are they triggering in me? And
disgust?
What I have noticed in my life dealing with passport bros is that it's their own insecurities.
Where is she dealing with passport bros, by the way? You know they're not talking to her. You know they're not trying to hit her up. You know they're not trying to get her digits. Where are you dealing with passport bro, sweetheart? Nowhere.
Either they cannot afford a Western woman.
Oh, so Western women are gold diggers. Western women are greedy. Western women are materialistic. So which is part of the problem? Oh, thank you. Thank you for telling us that. We already know that, by the way. That's where we're going overseas.
Not tall enough for a Western woman. They are not successful enough.
So you're... You're just shallow. You care about characteristics that we have no control over. At least men care about things that women can control, like their weight. Just put the fork down, honey. But you ladies are much more shallow than us because you care about and focus on things we can't control, like our height.
For a Western woman, they're not educated enough. Because let me tell you one thing.
Oh, yeah. You're so educated.
There are alpha male in women, and alpha male is felt.
Did she just say there are alpha male in women? Yeah, you're too masculine, honey. With your hands and your big mouth telling men about men. You're a man. With knockers.
It doesn't matter. If you are a true alpha male, you would not have a single problem getting any woman. Doesn't matter if it's from America, doesn't matter if it's from Europe, doesn't matter if it's from Antarctica, I do not care. If you are a true alpha male, you would not have the slightest problem getting any woman in this world. But since...
Oh, so Western women are the creme de la creme. And then the other countries are just mud people. They're just tar babies. They're just beneath me! You see, your problem is you're not good enough for the Western woman. That's why you're going overseas for the scraps to deal with the mud people. the barrel scrapings of humanity. Meanwhile, you can't get me, the top tier. Yeah. Wow, this woman, good Lord. She ought to be wearing a bedsheet and a KKK hood.
Since you are inferior, since you are insecure,
inferior.
You don't have what it takes to get any woman in this world. You
No. See, I'm an alpha if I go over to the Philippines. I'm automatically an alpha if I go to Thailand. Okay? The human capital I have and the money I can earn and you know, hey, look. I'm a foreigner. I'm exotic also. And I'm not a bad-looking guy for my age. I don't look nearly as good as I used to 20 years ago, but who does? But, you know, hey, sweetheart, I go over there. Suddenly, I'm Bruce Springsteen, baby. I'm an alpha over there. What are you talking about?
You just lower your standards in a way and go to these other countries to get that masculinity.
You lower your standards. You're inferior. And you want to get with somebody that's inferior to you and is way inferior to me. Wow, this woman thinks highly of herself, doesn't she?
Hit because you cannot get that in Western countries. You know, in Western countries, you have to be someone to get that. You have to be educated. You have to make a lot of money. You have to make all this. But since you probably are not on any of this, this is why you go to these other countries to get women where they are going to respect you. Because in these other countries, you know, if you go to Thailand, if you go to Philippines, if you are a white man or an American man, you're automatically getting worshipped. Why? Because they automatically think that you are bringing Western money. Okay? That you are some.
That's because we are.
One, because you're somebody from the West, and these kind of countries, they kind of worship the West in a way.
Sounds pretty good. She's gonna worship me like a god. She's gonna rub my feet. She's gonna cook for me. She's gonna support me emotionally. She's not gonna argue with me. She's not gonna be a pain in the ass, an insufferable, obnoxious twat. Well, you know, like you telling me how I feel and why I'm doing what I'm doing. Meanwhile, you don't have the vaguest idea about what motivates a man. Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Sign me up. I think I might go get a ticket tomorrow.
That they are definitely making more money than people in Southeast Asia, for example. So of course, a Southeast Asian woman is going to respect you and love you even more and give you all the attention and be all the submissive, beautiful girl, whatever.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, your submission is conditional, right? Well, I will act like a woman, act. You're not feminine, but you'll put on an act. If you have X, Y, and Z, and A, B, C, D, and all the above, and you know my list of 300 check marks, and if you miss one, you're out of here. I think I'm gonna pass.
For you, because she automatically, this is the image of Western men in their mind. But as soon as you come back to Western country, as soon as you come back to the United States of America or to Europe, you are automatically nobody. You know.
Yeah, so I should probably go overseas, right? You're just making my case for me. I love this. She doesn't realize it, but she's actually making the perfect case for being a passport bro and why you should go overseas, and also why you should avoid Western women. She's the perfect example of why you don't want to deal with Western women.
You have to be really someone in these countries.
Meaning making a lot of money. And ostensibly be good looking dude, over 6 feet tall, have a six pack and a 6 inch, you know what, or more.
To be admired, okay? You have to be someone.
Right, to be admired, to be respected, because I'm totally about materialism. I don't care about virtues. I don't care about values. I just care about how much money you have and whether you have washboard abs or not and what kind of car you drive. Yeah.
But since you're not, this is why I go to these other countries.
Okay, so what?
And this is why I go on the internet and spread hate about Western women, because
Oh.
they're triggering you.
Oh, no, you're the one that's triggered, sweetheart. A bunch of guys showed up in her comments section and gave her a what to, and now she's ticked. Yeah. I guess she's not used to getting pushback, but she's getting older now, and her OF money is drying up, so she's real salty about that. You know, the simps are going overseas and not giving her as much cashola anymore.
Triggering your inferiority. They are triggering your lack of money, your lack of confidence, your lack of masculinity. But you're not gonna be triggered if you go to these other countries, but because you're automatically a god.
I could be a god? I could be worshipped? So, lady, you're not deterring me. Quite the opposite.
A true alpha does not care where he is, because he's gonna be able to get any woman.
Right, but he should go for you. He shouldn't go overseas. Right. Yeah, any woman. Yeah. But if I go overseas, I can get any woman there too.
And what I've also noticed is that some of these passport bros, they just don't want to put any effort into their relationship. You know, in the West, they have to put.
I don't know where she's getting this information from. Where are you meeting passport bros? She spent like a week or something in Thailand. What do you know? How many people did you talk to? What surveys did you do? What studies did you conduct? You don't know what you're talking about, honey.
Effort, right? In the West, you have to actually make some money, you have to spend money.
Effort equals money. Spending money on her.
To be with a woman, you have to really work to do that. But
Right, but if you go to Philippines, you go to Thailand, you go out on a walk, you take them on a coffee date, they're gonna be happy, they're gonna be ecstatic because you're the prize. You are the prize. And when they see you as a prize, they're perfectly happy to just go on a walk with you and get to know you because they know that that's courting. They really are patient, and if they respect you and they treat you well, they're gonna get that prize. Meanwhile, in the West, women think they're the prize, and any man that isn't in the top 10% is dust beneath their feet, and you're totally completely invisible to women like this. But all of a sudden, now she's upset that the man that she has not seen her entire life, all of a sudden, oh, now I'm upset that they're starting to ignore me.
as soon as he goes to this other country.
Yeah, she's pushing 30. That's what it is. Now she wants one of these beta dudes, but they don't want her. Ha
Please, it's so simple for you to get admiration, to get any woman to treat her, because everything is cheap. So you're just somebody who is fucking lazy and does not want to put any effort into these women.
How much effort are you putting into men? You have an extremely entitled attitude. You just want to go out there, stand there, and have some rich dude take you out and pay for your meals. How much effort are you putting out, sweetheart? Not too much, especially judging by how little you've made up your face for this video. By the way, what's wrong with that? I don't want to spend a fortune to attract some broad who doesn't appreciate me. Correct.
Just want to get everything for free, because no, you know you're gonna get that because you're someone in these countries.
What do you mean for free? I'm gonna take care of her. I'm gonna probably build a house there. I'm gonna live there. She's gonna give me kids. I'm gonna support her. I'm gonna support the kids. I'm gonna pay for her lifestyle. She's not gonna have to work. We'll have a good life. What do you mean for free?
Since you're no one in the West. So what about you just admit that you are just not having what it takes to be an alpha in the Western country, and this is why you're feeling so triggered by Western women, and you go to these other countries to make up for this trigger and to get a little bit of a hit of admiration, since you can't get that anywhere else.
Right, yeah. You don't appreciate the little things. You don't appreciate anything. You don't appreciate the things that actually have meaning and build value and possess value and are the real currency in a relationship. No, you just want gold. You want actual hard currency. You don't want anything real or meaningful within that relationship.
Influential and very rich men in the West. And let me tell you one thing. They like a good challenge, okay? They like to be able to get the best women of the best.
Could you imagine being with this broad, by the way? She's just nonstop talking, telling men how they ought to be, what they ought to do, what an alpha male is, what a beta male is. Could you imagine? You would be so miserable living with this broad. And of course, she's alone and has no husband. But she knows what it takes to make a relationship work.
Doesn't mean she's going to be masculine.
Like you.
They just want to have a challenge, right?
We want a challenge? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, this is her, right? They want somebody like me. I'm a challenge. I'm masculine. I'm difficult. That's what men want. No, it's the exact opposite. We don't want any of that.
I don't want to get anybody easy like you can get in the Philippines or in Thailand or whatever, just because...
What are you talking about? You've been on Tinder? Any of these apps? These dudes that you're talking about, that you want, that you say are alphas, because they'll, you know, pay for your dinner, buy you a Gucci bag or something, which probably ain't happening in a long time because she's getting up there in years, and she has an OnlyFans. Only freaks, excuse me. Those dudes, hello? Not beating down your door anymore, sweetheart.
You're a white man. Or you're a Western man coming with Western money. Actual rich alpha male like a challenge.
These guys don't. No, they don't. These guys, they just want to, you know, okay, she's not bad, but oh, I'm having a slow Friday. I'm going to go on Tinder or whatever. Dip, 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 dip. Oh, this one looks good. Dip. They're too busy to, they're not even going out to bars anymore, hardly at all. They're just going through, and then they got themselves a roster of 6-7 broads, and they'll contact them. Hey, want to get together tonight? Yeah, we're going to get together tonight. And they get a bang, and then, you know, when she starts asking, where do you see us in 5 years? He tosses her to the curb, and he goes and finds a new chick to fill the roster, okay? He doesn't want it difficult. He wants it easy, and he's got all the options in the world, sweetheart, so he can have it easy. What are you talking about? What man wants it difficult when it comes to dealing with a woman?
Actual influential men want a woman on their shoulder that is a goddess. They do not want a woman that anybody can have. Like this woman, I'm not like, let me tell you.
Sweetheart, you're a guy that any dude that fits all your criteria can have. If he's got all the sixes, he can have you. So what are you talking about? Yeah, you're such a goddess.
One thing, I have been in Southeast Asia. These women are
not goddesses like me. They're men people.
Absolutely gorgeous. They are so caring. They're so feminine. I am not putting hate on them.
But now she's starting to realize how she sounded throughout this video. So, you know, now she's trying to take back some of her racist, tar baby, mud people, KKK rhetoric. And starting to dial that back a bit. Oh, I might have sounded kind of superior in the way I was referring to, you know, foreign East Asian women. So I better now try and dial that back and sound a little more reasonable and not hateful of these broads who are taking away my paying betas.
But let's be honest, these women do not have requirements like the Western women do. Personally, with some of these...
Yeah, so wait a second. How is that a bad thing? Because I'm falsely framing it to mean that you're a loser if you got to get with a broad that doesn't have these ridiculous requirements. So they have reasonable requirements, unlike you, who has this long laundry list of requirements because you banged and clanged with 100 chads, and you've taken all the best little bits of them and put them all together into this weird conglomeration of a man that doesn't exist. I see.
These women from Southeast Asia that have been dealing with Western men, and what they told me is just simply so sad. They told me that Western men come to these countries just to have low effort fun, and then they leave back into their Western countries, leaving a lot of these women pregnant. And if that is not the biggest loser beta move that there is in the world, then I don't know what is.
That's a compositional fallacy. You talk to like maybe two broads. You talk to like one or two broads. That you just extrapolated that out. Well, I talked to two broads, man, and that's anecdotal evidence. That's all the evidence I need. So that's all the dudes that go overseas are banging all the broads to get them all pregnant, and so all these dudes are losers. Do you logic at all, sweetheart? No, she don't logic. Girl logic.
It's just really pathetic that some of these passport bros just do this because they cannot get the recognition in the West country, you know? They're automatically a god in Southeast Asia. In the West, they're nobody. Huh? So take a mirror and look into it and ask yourself, why are you a nobody in the West?
Because women like you and the majority of women have been gassed up to believe that they're way more than they are, and they have this ridiculous entitlement. They think they're two or three or four or five numbers above where they actually are on the S marketplace scale. And so they think they're entitled to some Chad dude, because one random night he was having a slow night. All his broads on his rotation were busy. And so he got with you and turned out the lights, and he imagined you were one of his regular chicks. And now you think you're entitled to that kind of guy. And you ignore all the guys that are on your level, and you think you're entitled to somebody who's five notches above. Because just once you got a guy five notches above.
Why do you have to go to get recognition into these outer countries?
Because they have realistic standards, and you have fairy tale pie in the sky standards that are totally, completely unrealistic.
It's just so sad to me.
You know what I think is sad? It's sad that you think that your standards are somehow realistic normal while you're sitting there. You have no man. You have an OF account. You got all these beta sit males sending you money, and not that many anymore, which is why she's so salty. And you think that men are the problem.
Because a real man doesn't matter where he is.
Oh, real man.
He's going to get the admiration that he deserves anywhere in the world. And stop pointing fingers at Western.
What do you mean anywhere in the world? I can go to the Philippines, to Thailand, and get it right now. And I don't have to put up with your BS.
Western woman. I know Western women that have been the most feminist whatever when they meet the right man. Who's actually someone, they can become the most loving, the most caring,
feminine,
the most submissive woman that they are.
There it is, the conditional submission. Well, you know, I act masculine all the time, and I swallow the effinous Kool-Aid, and it's a part of my being, and who I am, and my personality. I am an effinist. I am a man, really. Just have a vajayjay instead of a pee-pee, but hey, everything, in every other way, including my mindset, my personality, I'm a man. But if I get with the right guy, I'll pretend to submit just so I can get him to sign those papers and give me the ring, and then I'll divorce him after about 8.7 years, which I think is the average length of marriage in America. Okay.
It takes the right man, but you're probably not the right man. You're probably lacking. That's why you go to these countries.
So you just admitted you're all a bunch of fakes, phonies, frauds that'll act to get a guy to sign on the dotted line so you can then steal his money somewhere down the line. A woman that is submissive, that's who she is. That's what she is. She's feminine. She is submissive. She doesn't have to act or change because you fit the criteria of the man she wants. So now I'm going to act submissive and give you that gift of femininity because you fit my requirements. No.
Southeast Asia, where you're automatically a god for just...
And those women are also automatically submissive. They don't make their submission and their femininity conditional. They are feminine and submissive. For real.
Being from the West.
They don't have to act.
So stop pointing fingers at Western women and point finger at yourself. Why?
While she's sitting there pointing all these fingers at the men watching. Yeah.
Are Western women triggering
Why are Western men triggering you, sweetheart? You're real triggered. Super triggered.
Why are they triggering you?
That's a false framing. Who's trigger? Who is being triggered? We don't care. I guess not caring is being triggered. I don't know how that works, but okay. Wow, she's angry, and she look at her. She's saying I'm triggered. We're triggered. Look at how angry she is.
Probably because you're lacking.
Probably because you're lacking in femininity and submissiveness and every other quality a man actually wants. And you have no clue what those qualities are. And you never will.
There's men in the West who do get the recognition because they're somebody's.
No, they really don't. The women still treat them like garbage and then leave them after a while because they don't want to put the work in.
They have the money. They have the success, they have whatever it takes to be admired, but you don't have it.
Sure, I do. If I go to the Philippines or Thailand, I'll get admired automatically. What are you talking about?
That's why you have to settle for going to these countries and
Oh, it's settling. See, there it is again. See, the truth. She's superior to a Thai woman. She's superior to a Filipino woman. She's better than them. They're lowly mud people. Whoa! Well, there you go. I don't want to hear any more what this broad has to say. Let me know what you think about what she has to say. Is the problem men? Are we just a bunch of losers? Are we just losers because we don't want to deal with this whiny, complaining, entitled, insufferable, obnoxious, know-it-all broad who throws around the term real man, this, alpha, that, and tells you how to be a man? Or is the problem her? Because of everything I just said. Let me know what you think in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit the notification bell. Give me a like and a thumbs up. And leave a comment. I've heard it's good for the algorithm. Although I don't know. We'll see. And also, please click on the GoFundMe link in the description and make a donation. I recently had a terrible accident. Experienced a heart attack. Went into shock. I'm still recovering. It's very difficult. Tons and tons of medical bills. I still haven't recovered from that physically and financially. So if you could make a donation, I would greatly appreciate it. You can find out more about what happened if you click on the GoFundMe link in the description. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.